What started as a fruit preservation project by two USU professors in 2018 has grown into a team with over 50 volunteers. The cash gleaning program was inspired by a volunteering experience Karen Beckman had in Arizona.
My friend Amria and I, we put together a group that was going to go pick fruit trees. And we started making advertisements. We started like creating spreadsheets to like keep track of things. So that fall of 2019, we picked 15,000 pounds of fruit that year. And we picked over 100 properties. And we thought this would be really cool just to continue. So we continued the project, ended up writing a grant through the Ivory Foundation, and were able to fund the 2020 gleaning program. We hired our first gleaning coordinator, and he did a great job, and this is our third year going.
Despite the COVID-19 pandemic affecting their distribution pattern, the cash gleaning team continues to deliver produce to different food pantries around the valley.
After we pick produce, we will take the produce to be weighed, so either at the cash community food pantry on their large scale or to the snack pantry on campus, we'll weigh it. Before the pandemic, we distributed more, so we used to distribute to other local organizations like CAPSA, The Family Place, and Centro de la Familia, but now most of it just goes to snack or to the cash community food pantry. That's what we're doing right now, but we're hoping that we can, in the future, I think, reach more organizations because the produce is so important to the nutritional quality of people's diets.
Gleaning team starts planning the season in June. During this time, the team contacts tree owners to plan for the harvest season.
We're kind of just going when they're ready. And then starting in September, we go two or three times a week. We just know that there's going to be that need, and so we just already plan it because there's so many variables. There are variables like, are we gonna have enough volunteers? Is there gonna be tree owners to like pick their produce or gardens? And so we just say, well, we're just gonna plan this day, and if there's not trees or gardens, that's great, we'll just cancel it. But we'd rather have volunteers solidified so that we can go ahead and pick that produce that would be wasted.
For more information on how to volunteer or how to contact the cash gleaning team, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I am Manuel Giron.